Yo, what is good? Welcome to Remember Blank PlayStation Edition, your Patreon exclusive show where each and every week we remember a PlayStation greatest hit. I'm your host, Janet, alongside Blessing and Greg. And today I'm remembering none other than Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories for the PSP. The one, the singular clap, yeah. Okay, so this game rocks. Came out in 2005. Liberty City Stories, you know, action-adventure, third-person shooter. Funny enough, now that you Google it in the modern era, open world doesn't really come up as a genre seen as often, but...
Because everything is now.
Yes, exactly.
It's just like when video games went and put RPG elements in it, everything became RPG. You'd come back from a preview, it's got RPG elements. Oh, it's RPG light, and then that just became every open world or every video game.
Exactly. Sitting at a Metacritic of 88, which I was surprised that it's that high. It's a different era. At the time, Jeff Gerstmann over at GameSpot gave it an 8.6 and had this to say. It's really pretty amazing that GTA Liberty City Stories manages to cram in so much of the GTA experience that you're used to seeing on consoles. While the game is definitely a fine technical achievement and one of the best PSP games to date, the dull storyline and basic mission design do bring the whole thing down a bit. Maybe it's not entirely reasonable to expect this game to live up to its console counterparts in every respect, but it retails for just as much as they did. Damn, shots fired. That part's my editorialization. Back to the article, and attempts to do many of the same exact things, so it really is a whole new GTA, just in a familiar setting. Yet, for all it squeezes out of the PSP, it doesn't quite squeeze everything that makes the GTA series so special. But if what you're after is a game that looks and plays like a Grand Theft Auto game for your PSP, you'll definitely be satisfied. What an odd, like, this is definitely an of the era kind of commentary where there was that weird divide. What's that weird divide between like console and handheld, and how much is the handheld like the console, but then it's different, but maybe different in a worse way, but you can take it in your pocket. It's a whole thing. Let me highlight too at the bottom of the review, they had the good and the bad. So the good crams all of Liberty City onto a UMD. UMDs?
Of course, there Universal Media Disc. They worked in everything.
Who could forget? Don't open it up, though, because it's already, that's the disc. Don't try to take out the casing. This is, you put the whole thing in there.
Load is this, times wait, are you speaking from personal experience? Did you do that with your first PSP game?
Oh,
you
try to break 100%. It out of there? 100%. At one point I did, because I don't think I like had much in the way of information. Like, we had magazines and things, but I was like, what, how do I do this? Like, the internet wasn't, you know, the connection wasn't that good. And also because when I've mentioned this a couple times, but I brought my PSP and my old consoles and stuff to my students at the time back when I taught, because I ran like a nerd club where it was like video games and you could like draw and like do whatever, hang out. That's like literally what it was called. It was like geek club or nerd club or something. And I brought my PSP, and I did have to explain. I'm like, I see y'all trying to open it. Do not try to open it. You will break my UMD. You just put it in there. Manageable load times. Good sense of humor from the radio stations, and captures a lot of the cool stuff from the GTA series. That was the good. The bad. Unstable frame rate. Dull mission design. Story never really goes anywhere. Occasionally feels more like a GTA 3 expansion pack than an entirely new game. Now, why did I pick this? Why are we here today? What led us here, you may ask?
What the fuck are we doing, Janet?
Exactly. Don't read too much into it because you will start to spiral, but we're here because I love the hell out of this game. This is a game I played all day, every day, all the time. Not only did I run through the campaign, but this was, for me, my personal quintessential GTA experience, because this was the GTA that I would, you know, save scum it out, spend all my money to get a rocket launcher, and I stand in a building, I just start shooting.
Yeah.
And I don't stop until they gun me down. And I do that so often, and I feel like obviously that is one of the big appeals of GTA and this type of game. But that was like my first time really having that experience as like a go-to.
Sorry, it's the gameplay. B-roll, he pulls into the shop and gets the thing perfectly fixed, then pulls out and immediately gets rear-ended.
And that's the thing, and that's why, like, it's so funny to think, you know, reflecting on this game, and I'm, you know, curious to know, you like, if you guys played it or what your history with GTA is, like, with the older games, but that's why, like, the trilogy, like, the botched trilogy, I was fine. You know, I'm like, yes, I obviously will still give the critiques and all that, but this is one of my deepest, most core, vivid memories of GTA. And it was pulling out of the thing, and immediately you touch one thing, you sneeze on the car, and the car, you know, explodes from the trunk. But what about y'all? Did you guys play GTA Liberty City Stories? What's your experience with old school GTA?
I never played GTA Liberty City Stories. It was always kind of a legend to me where I love GTA
San Andreas. Does this really exist?
Yeah, because I remember what I had played GTA San Andreas, loved GTA San Andreas. I had played Vice City and I had played 3, both at like a friend's house who owned 3 in Vice City. And I remember traveling to Nigeria for middle school, come back in 2007, and like I go to a GameStop and I'm like, what is Liberty City Stories? When did this come out? Like, what is going on here? And Janet, correct me if I'm wrong, this game came out to PS2 eventually, right?
Yeah.
It was a PS2 version. Because I remember seeing the PS2 version and I didn't put it together that this was actually a handheld game originally, or was it at the same time?
Originally.
I think it also came to mobile, like phones at some point as well, like Android and iPhone.
Yeah, I didn't put it together that it was a handheld game until much later, to where I must have watched a review I must have looked something up and was like, oh, okay, that's why they made these games, is because they're a handheld. But yeah, like it's funny because the GTA, the original, well, not original trilogy, but like the Vice City, GTA 3, San Andreas trilogy is a trilogy of games that mean so much to me. And like watching gameplay of Liberty City Stories is so, it's kind of mind blowing because, you know, it takes place in Liberty City during that era, but it looks better than GTA. I assume this is the PS2 version that bears.
No, I think this is a PC up-resed, whatever the fuck.
Gotcha. Yeah, because like, this looks pretty clean.
Yeah, this is not what the game... This is a representation of what the game looked like, but you can...
Gotcha.
This is way dialed back. This is not PSP.
We're looking into my memories.
And
not
I do not...
Reality.
Yeah, exactly. This is not even the PS2. I think this is whatever
a PC up-resed. Because I was going to say, this, like, looking at Liberty City in that, like, art style, but also looking way better than GTA 3 is kind of putting my mind in a weird place where I'm like, this shouldn't happen. This doesn't exist. But yeah, no, it's fun hearing you talk about it because I've never really looked into Liberty City Stories. It's one that I've let pass me by, but even looking at Jeff's review and hearing you talk about it, I mean, the good and the bad is funny to read through because you know, him talking about good sense of humor from the radio stations.
We go. Look at this.
Okay. No, this
chunky,
makes more
blocky
sense.
Boy. This is the one we're talking about.
This makes more sense. But yeah, I'm like, it's funny reading the review because I'm like, was the sense of humor so good that it had to be a positive bullet point on this review? Like, goddamn, what were they talking about on those radio stations? But yeah, like watching the gameplay, this looked like something I would have loved back in the day if I owned a PSP as a kid. So yeah, it's awesome hearing you talk about it.
Yeah, for me, you know, I feel like it's well-worn territory of I love GTA. You know, I played GTA 2 on PS1. That was me and my friends would backyard wrestle, then come in and pop that in into the PlayStation 1. And then, you know, how long can you stay alive? Turn on all the cheats, do all the stuff. Yep. Yada, yada. And of course, when, you know, the EGM arrived, that had the first screenshot of Grand Theft Auto 3 in it. And I was like, what? And it was like, it's a sandbox world. You can go anywhere, do anything in third person. I was like, well, how is this possible? This is insane. I you know, was very much active and alive and like probably coming of age in video games when Grand Theft Auto took off. And so I, you know, as another boring old Greg story goes, you know, I graduated college in 2005. And my reward to myself before I started my job was buying a PSP finally. And I didn't. I bought it in summer of 2005, so this wasn't out yet. I did eventually, obviously, buy Liberty City Stories, and it's funny where this clips or where the car started a second ago, where you got the car bomb. That's like for me, ingrained in my head as a difficult fight happens there at some point. Like I remember that school bus burnt out in the back. I remember the thing, and I remember the gas station being there. But it's a weird one where GTA 3, Vice City, San Andreas, like. I have so many memories of those games crystallized, crystal clear in terms of what I was doing, characters, things like that. Liberty City Stories, I don't have that. It was the novelty of being able to run around Liberty City in a handheld and how cool that was. But I remember it more being like driving through streets that felt barren compared to what you were doing on PS2, obviously, which makes sense. But it's like, it doesn't have a fond place in my heart. Looking back and talking about it, like, it's like, oh yeah, Liberty City Stories, that was fun, blah, blah, blah. But like, it isn't, oh man, this, that, the other for me. Like I have that with Chinatown Wars, GTA Chinatown Wars, right. Which it was an incredible game. But yeah, this is just a fun one of like, oh yeah, I remember Liberty City Stories.
Yeah, like it hit really hard when you were like, what, I was probably 8 or 10, 12 max at the time. I don't know, how old was I in 2005?
No, you must have been like 12.
Wait, yeah, 12.
I was 10 in 2005.
So.
I was 11. So yeah, you were 12.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was 12. Thank you for everyone knowing my age except for myself, which is odd.
The way I remember, is Blessing is a year older than me, and then you're a year older than Blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, like I remember playing this at my grandma's house, like, and that was my experience with this, where like this was my entertainment. It was this, it was that hitch UMD I always talk about, and it was those five episodes of Family Guy, and I was going in Midnight Club, you know, Dumb Edition probably at some point. And this is just, while just like you, Greg, like it doesn't stick as much in my mind in terms of the actual like missions themselves, or like the even the, you know, the city feeling lived in, because I do think looking back, that's why I'm like, oh, I'm surprised it's in 88, because it's not exactly like a banger in the series, but it's just the one that I clung to so much that I replayed a bunch because there weren't that many titles that I had. And the one where I had the make your own fun moments, because, you know, to its credit, you could still do that stuff. So like, I remember.
Oh, of course. And that's the thing about it, where it's like, you know, again, it was the promise of what the PSP was marketed as. It was a PlayStation console in your hand. It was this, you know, again, like, think about it. We're not that far off from when I got that EGM with the screenshot of, and it's like, what? Like, a third-person open-world game? What the fuck are you talking about? And then suddenly to go from that being the most cutting-edge thing to being something you had in your pocket, that's insane to think about.
Yeah, exactly. And I asked the audience to write in with their opinions, and here's what we got, their opinions and their memories. From Big Bad Beluga, we have, this was my first proper GTA game. I'd heard of the scale of GTA games before, but it was wild to have a full, fat GTA game in my pocket. Still blows me away that we wouldn't start seeing experiences like that with any regularity until the Switch, since they rarely came up on 3DS or Vita. Jordan Deeb wrote in and said, I absolutely love this game on PSP. One of my main memories with it is playing it on a family vacation overseas. So, like, we share the neglecting family members to play Liberty City Stories memory here. It took me months to unlock the other islands in Liberty City, since all I did was use the cheat codes that I still remember to give myself weapons, and I'd input it about maybe 10 times, because when you did, it just doubled the ammo. After arming myself, I just roamed freely around the town, being a menace, blowing shit up. I love picking up the side jobs, selling the cards. And, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, interjecting into this memory, I think that is where a lot of my, and not that it was a unique way to play, because that was, like, the big appeal of GTA, but my fondness for the trite small stuff, like I just want to drive the ambulance, I just want to drive the taxi, like I'm just here to vibe. It doesn't matter if your missions are good or not, because I'm doing my own thing. They continue saying, you know, love picking up, selling the cars, stealing the mopeds just to use as a vehicle. In hindsight, it wasn't all that badass, but I loved it regardless. I'd love to revisit this game as an adult and get a better idea of the story and the things that I couldn't appreciate or probably just didn't understand as a 13-year-old.
Jordan Deeb just, like, inspired me to make a new trivia game where I just say, like, cheat codes and see if the guys can guess what the cheat code's from. Because, like, I also just have, I have GTA cheat codes that are ingrained in my brain from San Andreas, where, what, R1, R2, X, left, down, right, up, left, down, right, up is like health and money.
Ammo? Okay.
Yeah, and ammo, I think. Yeah, like, I'm sure there's plenty of those, especially from GTA, where we just know because those are the cheat codes we have to pull out at any time to, like, stay alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Shout out to cheat codes.
That would rock. I know, bring cheat codes back. Bring more cheat codes. And make everyone have giant heads and infinite ammo. Rounding out, John Round 2000 says, portable GTA! Everyone falls in love with GTA soundtracks, and this was no exception. Again, the radio coming back. I remember being on a plane ride with my grandma. Again, everyone was with their grandma playing Liberty City Stories. It was a vibe. If you know, you know. I did not have a CD player or the like, but I did have my PSP, so I set mine down just to listen to the radio stations on loop. My favorite was Rise FM, the EDM station. Back on the ground, I continued using Liberty City Stories and then Vice City Stories as a built-in MP3 player.
Beautiful.
Of course, this led me to actually putting music on my PSP eventually. PSP and portable GTA is a treasured memory.
I did a similar thing with San Andreas, where if you go to the pause menu for San Andreas, you can actually listen to the radio stations there. And I remember going to Radio Los Santos and being like, I'm gonna fall asleep to music tonight, and I played Radio Los Santos in the background while sleeping. And, like, I remember waking up and my TV and PS2 being off, and I'm like, how'd this happen? Like, how did this stuff turn? I either turned it off myself in the middle of the night without remembering, or my parents came in and turned off my PS2.
Just blaring in the background. It's funny, yeah, too, because, like,
why do you have NWA playing in the background?
it's the only thing that can get me to sleep at night. It's the only thing that
Eazy-E
can relax me.
Just, like, you know, singing me lullabies to sleep.
Okay, everyone has the way to deal with it, right? But it's funny, like, thinking of using games solely for the music, because it does remind me of, like, again, not PlayStation related, but, like, the Switch having that mode of, oh, put this here, and then I think it was, like, in Smash Bros. I'm just listening to the tracks, but everyone's like, well, the console's fairly large, though.
Yeah, it's like, so I'm not gonna put this in my pocket.
Exactly. So I do think having that with the PSP was definitely of that era. And I think even though, you know, this writer writes it and talks about like switching over to like just putting it on the console specifically, it does kind of speak to like that entertainment switchblade that the PSP kind of was, I think, for a lot of people. And certainly for myself, you know, I talk about having the movies on there and buying like, you know, I spent like $80, or like my parents spent $80 on like Logitech speakers just to like set it up. It's like, why? Like in the modern era, I would never do that. Like I have, you know, laptops, iPad, my phone is better than, you know, watching a movie on my PSP. But at that time, it really was like the core, the everything. Like I even had the attachment for like the headphones that had the play buttons on there where you could like really use it straight up as an MP3 player.
Dude, remember that? I'm so old that like I used it as my MP3 player. It was my only MP3 player. And I had one of those tape decks you put the tape into and then the wire comes out and then I plug it in the headphone jack of the PSP. Yeah. And I felt so fucking futuristic when I eventually got the little radio tuner for it where I could just have it there and it would broadcast like whatever it is, you know, 80.1 FM.
Dude, I was using that in like 2014.
I was like, and I remember driving across country loaded up with game scoops and one-up shows that I was going to listen to when I was coming out to
honestly I feel like it's like, okay, maybe I'm just on the way on the verge of like a crisis, but like I'm in the mood to like update like the songs on my PSP. Like, why not load some new songs on there, right? Like, why we had the ones of the era, why not? Nothing's stopping you. Well, no matter what, I love the memories I made with Liberty City Stories back in the day, and it was a pleasure to remember GTA with all of you. So that is our show, everyone. Next week, Greg, your pick of the game, what is it?
We'll be talking about Fat Princess on
It had to happen sometime. Fat Princess, that is the game. And remember, you to write in and be part of the show, you can write in with your memories of Fat Princess. It's the next one coming up at kindoffunny.com/rememberblank. Thank you so much for your support here on Patreon. We couldn't do Kind of Funny without you. So please enjoy all exclusive content that you are getting. And until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.